我哋先有啲多祈祷。
Let us first pray.
主感谢你又再一次带领我哋到你面前。
Lord, we thank you that you are leading us before you.
你乐意将你自己嘅心意来向寻求等候你嘅人来打开。
You are willing to open up your thoughts to those who are waiting for you.
叫我哋认识喺你自己嘅信实嘅里边，你系点样带我哋行走活人嘅路。
Lord, help us to know how your faithfulness you lead us on the way of the for those who are in the living.
我哋敬拜赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为从开头到末了，系你担起我哋嘅责任。
From the beginning right through to the end, you are responsible for us.
起先你系向我哋宣讲到，到你面前嚟嘅人就得咗安息。
First, you declare to us those who come to you will have rest.
然后你叫我哋睇到你自己嘅安排系要与我哋一同进到荣耀嘅里边。
And how you've arranged for us to indeed enter into your glory.
我哋向你称颂，向你赞美。
We indeed praise you and worship you.
因为你作成呢一切，系先摆上咗你嘅自己。
You in fact have give yourself first to us.
你喺你心思嘅里边。你将我哋众人都担起上嚟。
And in your thoughts, you have indeed borne us.
因为父喜悦要得着我哋。
Because it is the Father's pleasure to obtain us.
你也喜悦叫我哋呢一班人系同你有联合。
And you indeed take pleasure that we should be one in you.
所以你甘心乐意走过咗十字架嘅路程。
Yeah, you've been willing to walk the way of the cross.
毫无保留嘅交出咗你嘅自己。
Without any reservation, giving yourself completely.
因着你嘅交出，我哋众人都被寻回。
And because of your giving yourself, we have been indeed redeemed.
因为你嘅舍弃，你叫我哋众人都得着。
And because of your giving yourself up, we are able to obtain.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
你唔单止作成呢一切
，Not only have you fulfilled this，
并且你进到我哋里边去作我哋嘅生命。
You have indeed entered into us to be our life.
要引领我哋走进父神最喜悦嘅旨意里
，Leading us into indeed the will of our Father.
一次过一次到你面前嚟嘅时候，我哋里边都系满咗光，满咗喜乐。
Again and again, as we come before you, we are filled with indeed joy and light.
因为你越过越叫我哋睇到，你冇保留到一样好处唔俾寻求你嘅人。
Because you've shown us that you have not withheld any good from those who seek after you.
晚上我哋再一次嚟到你嘅面前。
Tonight, as we once again come to you,
求主将你嘅宝座设立喺呢处。
Lord, we pray you establish your throne here.
将你嘅荣耀，将你自己嘅丰盛显明喺呢处。
And reveal your own glory and riches.
但愿我哋众人都有一次面对面嘅去经历到你嘅同在。
And for each one of us, that we will indeed meet with you face to face in your presence.
照着你嘅引领，我哋行完我哋该行走嘅路程。
And according to your own leading, that we will finish our journey that we are as we are.
帮助我哋喺你嘅面前毫无保留嘅向你敞开。
Help us that we will indeed come before you and open ourselves without any reservations.
叫天向我哋众人打开。
That heaven will be open to each one of us.
以致我哋同主中间毫无间隔。
That there will be no obstacle between us and the Lord.
晚上我哋喺呢次聚会嘅时候。
Here as we meet.
我哋仰望我哋嘅主。
We look upon our Lord.
叫我哋甘心乐意嘅喺呢处。来同你相聚
，here that we are indeed willing to meet with you，
有丰丰满满嘅从你嗰处嚟接受充满
，and to receive indeed your filling，
荣耀、称颂、感谢、赞美、爱戴都归俾你
，indeed with all glory, honor, power be to you。
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名
，please we pray in name for Lord Jesus。
Amen。我哋先嚟睇少少嘅圣经。
Let us first turn to the scriptures。
我盼望弟兄姊妹能够先睇到马太福音嘅十八章。
Let us first turn to Matthew chapter 18。
我哋由第十八节开始。
We will start from verse 18.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Whatsoever you shall bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, that if two or three shall agree on the earth concerning any matter, whatsoever it may be, that they shall ask, it shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens. For where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there I am in the midst of them.
再请大家翻到去腓立比书。
Let us turn to the book of Philemon.
由第一节开首。
I will read from verse 1.
为基督耶稣被囚的保罗和兄弟属提摩太，写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子阿菲亚，并与我们一同当兵的阿基布，以及在你家的教会，愿因为平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul, prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timotheus, the brother, to Philemon, the beloved, and our fellow workmen, and to sister Apha, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the assembly which is in the house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后看最尾嗰一节。
Then we look at the very last verse.
愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常在你的心里，阿门。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
其实我哋系要留意成章嘅腓利门书，我哋其实要留意成章嘅腓利门书。
You should in fact take note of the whole chapter in Philemon.
因为悭翻啲时间，我哋就唔读晒佢。
Because of time, and we have not read these verses, all the verses.
我哋一阵交通到边处就读到边处。
Wherever our sharing is, we will do some reading.
我哋感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
呢次同弟兄姊妹一同喺主嘅话嘅里边嘅交通。
And in the sharing with brothers and sisters in the Lord,
系因着主喺地上嘅环境向我哋显出咗好多嘅信号。
Because in many things that has happened, the Lord has shown us many signs.
提醒我哋要好好嘅预备嚟等候迎接我哋嘅神。
Reminding us how we need to prepare ourselves well to meet our God.
咁我哋点样去等候迎接我哋嘅神呢
？How should we wait to meet?
我哋感谢主。
To thank the Lord.
佢特别提醒我哋要学习让生命作王嘅功课。
He reminds us of the fact in the lessons of learning to reign in life.
一面藉着呢个功课嚟预备我哋自己
，and through these lessons, how we should be preparing ourselves。
一面又系藉着呢个功课嚟叫我哋去追求满足主救赎嘅心意
，and through these lessons to also pursue after satisfying the heart of our heavenly Father。
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神
，we thank and praise our God。
我哋几次嘅交通里边，相信弟兄姊妹都能够掌握到。神在救恩的里面所给我们那个最高的安排。
And through the several sharings, I believe brothers and sisters will be able to grasp the highest dispensation that God has in salvation for us.
也晓得是怎样按着主的心意来学习去活出这个安排。
And also through God's heart and mind to live out this dispensation.
从我们个人的成长一直至到教会嘅建造完成
，from growing up right through to the complete building up of the church，
叫主喺荣耀里边显现嘅时候， 我哋同主一同显现喺荣耀里边。
So when the Lord is revealed in glory, we shall be revealed together with Him.
我哋特别注意到，我哋同主一同显现在荣耀里边，唔系指我哋一个一个一个嘅个别人。
We have to take note that when we are revealed in glory with Him, it is not just merely each and every individual.
而系所有喺救恩里边嘅神嘅儿女嘅嗰个总和。
But rather, collectively, all the children of God that have been saved.
因为当时主所要得到的乃是一个身体。
Because the Lord wants is one body.
他要得到的是一个身父。
And what he wants, he's after is that bride.
因此我们从整个的属灵的追求的里面很自然的从个别的人的成长进入到去教会的成熟。
So in our spiritual pursuit, we start off withThe personal individual right through into the corporate.
我哋特别提及到教会嗰个成长本身系一个属灵嘅征战。
We have mentioned that the growing up of the church itself is in fact a spiritual battle.
当神喺我哋身上作工嘅时候
，As God works in us,
撒旦亦同样喺我哋身上作工。
Satan also seek to work in us.
神要将我哋造成佢心里边所要嘅。那个荣耀的整体。
God wants to fulfill and make us that a glorious whole before Him.
撒旦就是用着各种各样的方法来禁阻止神去完成这个属灵的建造。
And Satan will use all manner and means to obstruct God in His work.
这样在我们这一方面，我们怎样一方面去建造我们自己，另一方面我们又在这个属灵的征战的里面去抵挡的仇敌。
How can we in fact build ourselves up and at the same time to resist the enemy?
这个是一个非常实际的功课。
This in fact is a very practical lesson.
我们从教会的历史上面一路看到这个这样的实际。
From the church history, we have seen this reality.
如果弟兄姊妹你说我们在学习属灵的功课上面是哪一个功课是比较最难学呢
And in our spiritual learning, which is the most difficult?
当然从个别的人身上面来讲我们会觉得信服主的功课是很难学。
But on the personal level, we will say, to subject and be obedient to the Lord is most difficult.
当然那个真是一个很难学的功课。
Truly, it is a difficult lesson.
因为那个功课是要叫我们脱离自己而拣选主。
Because that lesson teaches us to come away from ourselves.
但是认真讲起上来。
But to say it truly.
还有一个功课是比我们个别人在神面前学习服主的权柄是更艰难的。
There is another thing that is even more difficult than submitting to the authority of the law.
那个问题是什么呢
?And what is this?
那个问题就是活出基督的身体。
It is to live out the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前为着个人的缘故去学习信服的功课，我们都更容易走上去。
I find it easier for us on a personal level to learn the lessons of obedience.
因为那个是我们个人的事。
Because it is a personal matter.
我们维持着我和主中间的那个正常的关系。
We're just maintaining the right relationship we have with the Lord.
我们在跟随主的事上面呢阻挡和难处。
In the matters of following the Lord, the obstacles and difficulties,
虽然是不可以避免
of course, unavoidable,
但是我们说我们容易胜过。
However, we say we can overcome,
但是要叫身体的见证的显出呢
but for the body to be seen,
弟兄姊妹那个仍然都是在信服的功课里面一个更高的内容。
In fact, it is even a higher matter in our learning of submission.
但这个内容是超越过我们个人。
But this goes beyond just the personal individual level.
因为一提到基督的身体的时候那一个很明显的整体的事实就摆在那里。
When we talk about the body of Christ, then,The matter of the corporate is there.
一提到整体的事情的时候你就晓得那个不是单单一个人两个人的事。
So you know that as far as the corporate is concerned, it's not just a matter for one or two individuals.
就是很多人的事。
It is a matter for the many.
多到多少呢
How many?
你冇话数得尽咁多。
It's numerous, too numerous to count.
我哋唔讲到咁即系咁高啦。
We won't say it at that high.
我哋就只系将佢缩细嚟讲，系只系话喺一个地方教会里面啦。
We bring it narrow it right down to just a locality.
或者呢个地方教会唔系太大，系二三十人嘅啫。
And perhaps in a local church that may be 20 or 30 people.
当然有啲地方嘅教会呢，佢有几百人，甚至过千人。
Of course, there are some local churches which may have a few hundred or even thousands.
但系唔管人多定系人少
，doesn't matter how many or how few.
只要有人摆喺嗰树，嗰树就有难处。
Where there is man, there will be problems.
以前我喺香港住嘅时候呢，我就时时发现一件事情。
When I was living in Hong Kong, this is something I often discover.
嗰个时候就唔识Simon。
At that time, I do not know Simon yet.
不过我哋经常好多机会要去长洲。
Often we need to go to this place, 长洲。
我相信喺香港住过嘅人，你如果去过长洲，或者唔一定去长洲，你去南丫岛又好，你过澳门又好。你都有一啲嘅體會嘅。
And perhaps if you don't go even to Changzhou, but perhaps other places, you will have this seeing.
係咩體會呢
？What is it that you come to see？
你未過登塔島之前，你仲喺活癲喺嗰個範圍喺登塔島之內，就係喺嗰個 island of
before you arrive at the light tower，
你發現香港嘅海面咧好污糟嘅。
You find that the surrounding sea in Hong Kong is very dirty。
但係當你一過咗嗰個燈塔島咧
，and once you go past the light tower，
固然一方面喺環境上面你覺得好開朗。
It may be, in fact, rather you may feel great.
但系更重要嗰样嘢，你觉得个整个环境好清新。
But you find that everything has cleared up.
水都干净，干净到咧，我唔知点样去形容佢咧。
It's so the water appears to be so clean. I find it difficult to describe.
你知唔知冇办法唔问一个问题
？You can't but ask a question.
你话点解就嗰条界线呢一边啊咁污糟，嗰边又咁干净
？How come there is this line drawn？On this side it's so filthy, on the other side it's so clean.
我估你除开咗嗰个原因之外，你冇办法揾到特别嘅原因。
Apart from the reason, there's not another.
系乜嘢原因呢
？What's the reason？
呢边人多咧就系。
And here there are too many people.
嗰处就冇乜人。
Over there, not that many.
弟兄姊妹就系咁简单嘅个问题。
It seems that it was so easy.
好多好多嘅事物都俾我哋去留意到。
Many things draws our attention.
人自己嘅本身系制造难处嘅嗰个原因。
How a man brings out problems themselves.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
神喺众人中间拯救咗我哋。
And in the midst of a man, God have saved us.
我哋称为主名下嘅人。
And we are in fact under His name.
但系因为我哋嗰个老旧嗰个自己，并唔系话。跟住我哋信主嘅日子嘅长短，我哋就脱得多啲或者话少啲。
As far as old nature is concerned, it doesn't matter how long we've known the Lord that we will then be able to come away from it.
按照我哋嘅本性，信主日子嘅长短，并唔等于我哋脱离自己嗰个成分有高低。
And it doesn't mean that we've known the Lord for a longer time that we will have the ability to come away from the self much better.
当然人去制造各种嘅难处嘅嗰个咁嘅情形咧，喺教会嘅中间亦唔会消失。
And the difficulty that man has even in the church would not be lost.
撒旦就常常利用各种各样嘅方法去挑动起神嘅儿女中间嘅一啲嘅阻隔。
And Satan will always use to stir up such hindrances in the midst of God's children.
就引发一种咁嘅情形
，and it brings out such circumstances.
叫神嘅儿女中间失去咗嗰个和谐同合一
，and it will lose in fact the harmony and oneness.
弟兄姊妹，当我们一接触到这类的问题的时候，其实这类的问题是一个非常普遍的问题，不是突出的问题。
Such a problem is in fact very common. It's not all that unique.
正因为它是一个很普遍的问题，所以我们没有办法去躲避得晒。
It's such a common problem that we cannot eradicate them.
我们虽然是不能够躲避得晒，但是我们有条件去脱离它那个那种的骚扰和那个限制。
Although we may not eradicate the problem, but we have, in fact, the condition to come away from them.
我们要看这件事情的时候呢，
And when we come to look at this,
我估最好就是回到我们刚才读的马太福音十八章。
I think the best is for us to look at Matthew, the verse that which you have read.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到我们刚才读的那节经文是接着上文。一些的说话来发表出来的。
And this, in fact, comes about from the verses before.
在那说特别是提到教会那件事情。
In fact, it talks about the matters in the church.
那说就讲到话，如果有什么难处发生，最好发生难处的本人自己按着主的光照去解决。
And if there were to be a problem, and where the problem is with this person, he should in fact deal with it as the Lord enlightens him.
但如果他不肯去解决呢?
But if he does not want to have the problem solved,
那就约其他一些弟兄姊妹联合一起来告诉他知某某人你行错了。
And then perhaps some brothers will come and exhort him, telling him that he has been wrong.
但如果在这样的情况下面他都不能够接受得过来呢
However, if he would not accept it,
他说那你就去告诉教会知
Then he says, go and tell the church.
当然说告诉教会知按照实际去讲就是说去告诉 在教会里面的负责弟兄们晓得
Of course, that refers to bringing the matter before the leading brothers in the church.
让教会弟兄们是按着主自己的话来给他一个更明显更实际的劝勉。
According to the word of God, they will in fact exhort him even further.
但如果他都不肯接受呢?
But if he still does not accept,
他说这样教会就停止他交通了。
And then A church can stop him from having fellowship.
就是说你就要看他好像外边人就不是好像家里人那样。
And to treat him as someone of the nations, not as it were one of you.
当然这处就提醒到在教会里面的一些的管理的 原则的问题。
And this is the principle to do with matters to which the church will handle.
但是我们不能不注意一件事情。
But we can't but notice one thing.
不是一个惩罚。
This is not a punishment.
按外表来看好像是一个惩罚。
Outwardly it may appear to be.
但是实际上面是一个神将人挽回回来的那个安排。
But it is the way to which God would have someone recovered.
是让一个发生难处的呢他会在神面前想到弟兄姊妹们如今好像不再看我是一个弟兄。
And for the one who in fact is in a problem, there he would see that the brothers are not treating him as one of them.
为什么会落到这样的地步呢?
Why would it have come to such a stage?
他会在主的面前受到光照。
He would be enlightened before the Lord.
他在主面前受到光照的时候。
When he's being enlightened by the Lord,
在圣灵的扶持的底下他会转回。
Under the support of the Holy Spirit, he will then turn.
在这样的情况底下呢?
And under such a situation,
这个弟兄又重新被教会接纳回来。
And this brother will be once again received.
我估计你知道你能够在圣经里面找到一个例子是很明显指出这件事。
You know that in the Bible you can bring out an example that is very, very clear.
那个例子就是在哥林多前书里面提到有一个人。
And in 1 Corinthians, someone was mentioned.
他娶了个继母做他自己的妻子。
And he's taken his mother-in-law to be a wife.
啊，咁当然呢件事情好大件事啦。
This was indeed a very great.
我估成个当时嘅哥林多嘅社会都会俾骚动起上嚟。
And the whole church in Corinth would have been stirred up.
因为呢件咁嘅事情咧，喺唔信主嘅人中间都唔会轻易发生。
Even those who are not believers, such things will not happen.
甚至根本系唔能够发生。
In fact, it would not happen.
但竟然发生喺神嘅儿女嘅中间。
However, it happened in the midst of the children.
咁当然呢件事情系好大。
Obviously, there was a great.
当时哥林多教会就冇处理到。
Of course, the church in Corinth did not deal with.
保罗就提醒佢哋。
And Paul reminded them.
呢件事情你一定要处理清楚。
This thing you have to handle it clearly.
因为唔处理咗呢个咁嘅难处咧，就系会造成一个更大嘅嘅破口喺教会嘅里头。
And if you don't see to it, then it will bring even more a breach in the church.
唔单止当时系失去咗身体嘅见证，身体嘅见证，或者话教会嘅见证。
Not only would you have lost the testimony of the church or the bodily testimony，
同时系会造成教会嘅分裂。
And at the same time, it would cause division in the church.
所以保罗当时系用咗好重嘅说话嚟讲呢件事。
So Paul used very solemn words to talk about it.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
圣灵嘅工作同埋主嘅光照，一个人佢悔改。
And through the work of the Holy Spirit and His enlightenment, this person repented.
咁悔改咁系点？
Then what?
唔做嘅事都做咗啦。
The things that he should not have done, he had done.
咁悔改又点？能够改变嗰件事情咩？
And to repent, does it mean that you can change the situation?
按住一般人嚟睇，呢类咁嘅事情，佢到死嗰日都唔会俾人忘记。
And as far as people is concerned, even till the day of his dying, people will not have forgotten.
咁教会对呢件事情应该系点样去处理呢
？How should the church handle this matter？
但感谢主，当时哥林多教会整个嘅系按着保罗所交通俾佢哋嘅嗰个光嚟处理到嗰件事。
Thank the Lord that the church in Corinth at the time through the light that Paul had they shared with them, they had then dealt with the matter。
所以嗰个弟兄就悔改啦。
And so the brother repented.
他悔改过之后呢
And after his repentance,
跟住喺哥林多后书保罗就特别再提呢件事情
And Second Corinthians, Paul mentioned the thing again.
提呢件事情做咩呢
Why did he mention it?
唔系提呢件事情去加强嗰件事情本身嗰种嘅严肃
It's not just merely to stress.How serious the matter was.
而是特别提醒哥林多的教会对一个这样失落又转回的弟兄要好好的将他接待。
And in fact, instructing the Church of Corinth that for a brother who was lost and now returned in repentance, how they are to receive him.
所以我们很清楚地看到有一件事情。
So one thing we can see clearly.
神藉着教会的那个接纳交通或者说停止交通来维持住身体嘅见证
，and how where there is to be a fellowship or then no fellowship, it is in fact surrounding the testimony of the body。
目的唔系喺嗰处去惩治有缺失嘅弟兄
，it is not to deal with brothers who have been lost，
而系喺嗰处要去挽回嗰个失落嘅弟兄
，but rather to recover him。
但是弟兄姊妹，我们将主的话这样来交通一下的时候呢，我们就觉得那件事情是很简单的。
When we share on this, we may think, oh, this is very straightforward.
但事实上，当你接触实际问题的时候呢，这个是非常的不简单的事。
But if the situation were to be there, you know how difficult it is.
因为如果从人的经历的实际上面去讲，这个好似是叫被处理的弟兄那个自尊心是受到一个很厉害的冲击。
And in fact, the one who has to deal with the matter, how he would have been
conflict.
There will be a great conflict.
我们同时呢又在其他的弟兄姊妹中间呢又会增加了我们自己一些的原谅我这样讲有些自豪了。
And in us, we will in fact have our own pride.
Yeah, self-pride. 认为说我们很公正 我们处理事情是处理得很准确。
And we are right and we have dealt with the matter correctly.
但弟兄姊妹要留意，当这些这样的情绪一出来的时候，就是人的自己很厉害的显明的时候。
And when such things happen, you find how a man will show forth himself very clearly.
所以呢，小的就可以造成一些的骚动。
And even something that is small would stir a great, get a good stirring.
大的呢，可以造成教会的分裂。
And anything that's big will in fact divide the church.
所以这些事情不是小事来的。
In fact, these things are not small matters.
正因为是这样。
And because of this,
我们常常碰到一些发生的难处的时候。
When we come across difficulties,
我们就有一些疑惑了。
We'll have doubts.
哇，是咁讲啫，但做系咪真系可以行得通呢？
Because this is said in such a way, can we really carry it out?
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主知道我哋人一般个心思。
The Lord knows our thoughts.
所以喺个当主讲完咗嗰番话嘅时候呢，佢就带出咗一个咁样好清楚嘅教导。
And having said these things, he then bring out a very clear teaching.
佢教导乜嘢呢？
我，is he teaching？
佢就讲出咗教会嘅嗰个属灵嘅权柄。
And he points out the spiritual authority of the church。
而教会呢个属灵嘅权柄嘅功用喺系显明喺一个乜嘢嘅事实嘅上面。
And how is this authority, spiritual authority in the church, to be used？
嗱，弟兄姊妹又要注意啦。
You have to take note, brothers and sisters。
嗱，教会嗰个属灵嘅功用显出嚟嘅时候。唔係僅僅去處理事情。
And the spiritual authority of the church when it's revealed is not just to deal with matters.
而係喺果樹嚟向神打開俾神作工嘅路。
But in fact to open the way for God to do his work.
所以等之後你就睇到我哋啱先讀嗰節嘅聖經嘅說話。
So we know the verse we have read.
嗰句說話呢，如果我哋唔睇清楚主讲呢番话嗰个原因嘅时候，我哋就觉得系即刻莫名其妙嘅。
And if you do not see clearly the reason why the Lord said this, we may in fact wonder.
因为喺上面讲系处理难处。
On the surface, it appears to be dealing with a problem.
点解讲讲下时就嘣声就讲出嚟话？凡你哋喺地上捆绑嘅，天上就捆绑；凡你哋喺地上所释放嘅，喺天上就释放。
Why having a talk about the problem, then suddenly it talks about us binding the things on earth and will be bound in heaven, and whatever we lose
好似冇头冇尾咁
on earth will be loose in heaven.
好似上下两件事情根本唔好连接到上嚟嘅。
It seems it's not linked to what was said before.
但我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果我哋了解到神点样去带领神嘅儿女去学习服喺主嘅权柄嘅下边。
If we see how the Lord leads his children to submit to his authority.
好显然。主是要叫我们众人的眼睛不是看难处的大小。
And the Lord would not have us look at problems, whether large or small.
又不是看发生难处的是什么人。
Or who it is that is the problem.
是叫我们去看那个是主自己在那处管理住的事。
Rather, to be able to see the Lord himself, the one who is in control of all.
但是主管理的事情呢要显出果效的时候
，But for what the Lord is in control to for it to bring out its result，
有一个必要的条件
，Something is need necessary，
是非常必要的条件
，It is absolutely necessary。
这个条件如果不显出来的话呢
，And if this is not revealed，
主就不作工
，And the Lord will not work。
如果这个条件显得出来的话
，But if this can be seen，
主就作工。
The Lord will work.
弟兄姊妹，这个是很严重的事情。
This indeed is a very serious matter.
当然我们懂得主讲这番的说话的时候，在我们中文圣经的翻译的上面是有这么多的困难。
And of course, what the Lord said in the Chinese Bible, the translation may be slightly difficult.
将原来那个事情的次序呢是刚好调转了。
And because the order has been slightly changed.
因为如果按照中文圣经这处所提的呢，你会很容易留意到是我们在地上面去向天来发出命令。
And from Chinese Bible, the impression we have is that while on earth, we are in fact giving a command or instruction to heaven. Because it seems that there is something happening on earth, and there, so it happens in heaven.
但是在主和当时门徒讲这番话的时候，那个次序刚刚是调回转。
But in fact, when the Lord was saying this to the disciples, it was in the other way around.
是讲出一件事情。
It speaks of a fact.
天上决定了要做。
Heaven has already decided to do this.
但天上就不立刻做。
But heaven would not carry it out just yet.
那么为什么不立刻做呢？
Why not doing it immediately?
弟兄姊妹讲起上来的时候就很有意思。
And if we talk about it, it's rather meaningful.
我们常常说我们就没什么信用。
I would say we are
not faithful.
Not faithful.
但是我们的神不因为我们没信用，所以他又跟着来没信用。
And it's not because we are faithless, then the Lord will faithless as well.
这个说话怎么讲法呢?
How do we say this?
等于知不知道你注意到?
Francis, just take note.
因为这件事情是发生在地上面。
This thing has happened on earth.
那发生在地上怎么样?
And so what?
等于知不知道?
Francis,
这说就牵涉到一个在地上面一个主权的问题。
Here it goes. In fact, touch on the authority that is on earth.
我们怎么去体会这件事呢?
How should we see this?
你说地的主人是谁呢?
Who is the Lord of the earth?
当然按照我们那个认识里面来说，就是说，一切都是属主的。
Of course, in our understanding, we say everything belongs to the Lord.
所以主就是地的主人。
So the Lord indeed is the Lord of the earth.
这个是一个当然的事实。
Of course, it is a fact.
但是 很特殊的一件事情曾经发生过。
But something rather unusual had happened before.
一件什么事情发生过呢?
And what's that?
就是主曾经将这个地交托了给人。
Because the Lord had entrusted the earth to man.
弟兄姊妹记得这个交托是在哪个地方建出来的?
Can you remember when did this happen?
我们这次交通都一两次提及到它。
In fact, this time round in our sharing, we had mentioned
就在创世纪 神创造人的时候,
when in Genesis, God created man.
神把地交了给人,
God had in fact given the earth to man.
要他在这个地上面去执行所有的权柄。
How on earth he is to exercise all manner of authority.
所以在属灵的事情上面呢，就发生了这个这样的现象了。
So spiritually, this is what has happened.
神是至高的神。
God indeed is the highest.
但当他在地上面要作工的时候,
But on earth, when he wants to do his work,
他先要在地上面寻找到人和神的那个配合。
He first needs to come to find men who are indeed with God himself.
如果人和神表同情的话, 神就执行那件事。
And if a man is able to sympathize with God, then God will act.
如果人和神不表同情的话, 神就等在那里。
If a man has no sympathy with God, then God will wait.
一路等到有人同神表同情,
He's waiting for someone to be in sympathy with him.
神就去执行那件事。
Then God will act.
在圣经上面我们看得太多这些实际的例子。
In fact, there are many, many examples in the Bible of this.
配很简单的来讲,
And to put it simply,
神老早就已经说了以色列人有一天要离开埃及的。
God had already declared right from the beginning that one day the Israelites will be leaving Egypt.
在以色列人要离开埃及之前，以色列人已经在埃及承担了很多的困难。
And before they left Egypt, Israel was indeed under a great deal of oppression.
但是神在那时去听去看，但是神没有任何的动静。
God listens and God watches over, but there's nothing he would do.
一直等到有一天,
and he was waiting all along until one day.
神找到一个人叫做摩西,
God found someone by the name of Moses.
将摩西得到过来,
and once he's obtained Moses,
让摩西学会了同神表同情,
and how Moses learned to be in sympathy with God.
等于你就看到出埃及的事情就发生。
Then you see the matter of the Israelites leaving Egypt.
弟兄姊妹, 我们好, 好似呢类咁嘅事情，我哋好清楚体会得到。
Such things we can see very clearly。
好多好多嘅喺神同人中间所发生嘅事情，你都见到呢个咁样嘅原则喺嗰度执行。
Many things that happen with man and God, you find that it's the same。
譬如弟兄姊妹，你睇到士师记嘅时候咧，你就更加容易睇到。
And if you read Judges, this is even clearer。
神当时要去拯救以色列人脱离外邦人嘅压制。
And God wanted to deliver the Israelites from the oppression of the nations。
但系神好似又要喺嗰时嚟等。
It seems that God will then have to wait。
等乜嘢
？What is he waiting for？
等合用嗰个人。
He was waiting for someone.
等嗰个能够同神同心嘅人。
Someone who will be in
the same mind as God。如果弟兄姊妹你睇基甸嗰件事情，好清楚睇到呢点。
If you look at the incident of Gideon, this is very clearly stated。
唔单止基甸一个人系咁样。
Not only Gideon was one like
that。好几个士师嘅情形都系咁样。
Several judges, the situation was the same。
如果按住当时嗰个士师嗰个情形咧，冇一个士师系开手答应神嘅。
And in that situation,To start off, none of the judges, in fact, were answerable to God.
一直等到神同佢哋讲话，神向佢哋显现，神表达神自己嘅心思，然后嗰啲被拣选上嚟嘅人，慢慢慢慢，然后就喺嗰处接受神嘅嗰个咁嘅拣选。
It seems to start off, God revealed Himself to them and spoke to them, and then gradually, these people.Change and turn to God for His choosing.
你留意到，当人一答应神嘅拣选嘅，神嘅工作就开始。
When man, in fact, answers to God's election, then God acts and works.
嗱，而家我哋翻去到十八章嘅马太福音，你就睇到呢件事。
And you come back to Matthew chapter 18, you can see this.
佢就讲到话，凡你哋所捆绑嘅天上又捆绑，你哋所释放嘅天上又释放。
Says whatever you bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
原来那个意思就是说，天上要决定一样东西，他就等地上有响应，地上有了响应的时候，天上就执行。
And it's saying that whatever heaven in fact has minded to do, it's waiting for earth to have the response, and once the response is there, heaven will act.
这个是那个原来那个意思。
This in fact was the original meaning.
咁讲完呢番话嘅时候呢
，and having said this，
等之后你睇到主跟住就讲咗几句说话。
Then you see the Lord went on to say，
佢话点解俾地上有啊，俾地上嘅响应嘅时候，天上就执行呢
？Why is it when there's this response from earth， then heaven will act？
你留意跟上去嘅说话就讲系从因为嗰两个字开始嘅，系咪
？And in fact it says verily, verily, or what？ Because。
因为在地上有两个人奉我的名
向
父求什么，我父就必定答应。
It says, where two or three agree and ask, my father will then answer from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你从那个因为这个词里面，你就晓得这个这样的结果是上文所表达那件事引出来的。
And this links up to, in fact, what was said beforehand.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord。
但系主就话冇停喺嗰度。
The Lord did not stop there。
主就话仲跟住仲讲落去。
He went on to say。
佢点样讲落去咧？弟兄姊妹注意吓。
How did what did he say? Pay attention。
先注意咧，佢话因为你哋中间咧，若是你们中间有两个人喺地上同心合意嘅求乜嘢事？我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Yes, again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on the earth concerning any matter whatsoever it may be that they shall ask, it shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens.
那他说，若果有两个人，若果有两个人
，Yes, that if two of you，
咁然后主就马上讲到了，点解若果有两个人？他们同心合意在神面前求什么，神就答应。
And why, where two shall agree on earth, whatever they ask, that they will in fact have the answer.
弟兄姊妹，你就注意到那个因为跑出来了。
And you can see the because comes again, out again.
他说因为无论在哪个地方有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那处就有我在他们中间。
Says for where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there I am in the midst of them.
弟兄姊妹注意这两节圣经。
Take note of these two verses of scripture. It's very meaningful.
意思就是说, 若果有两个人,
first it says that if two of you,
然后再他讲说明的时候呢, 因为你们有两三个人,
and then it goes on to say even more clearly where two or three.
弟兄姊妹有没有发现个秘密在哪里?
Have you discovered where the secret is?
先是两个人,
first it's two.
跟你就成了两三个人,
then it's two or three.
弟兄姊妹个秘密在哪里?
Where's the secret?
个秘密就是说, 当你们两个人同一个心思这样去祷告, 去寻求主的时候,
if there are two having the same thought, coming before the Lord, God will then promise.
为什么父会应允呢?
Why would he promise?
因为当你们这样做的时候,
if you do such a thing,
你就从两个人变成两三个人,
of course, from two, you will then become two or three.
第三个是谁?
Who is the third one?
主自己,
it's the Lord himself.
你看到, 明显你看到底下,
you can,
因为无论两三个人, 奉我的名聚会, 就有我在你们中间。
It says, for where there are two or three gathered together unto my name, there I am in the midst.
本来是两个人,
to start off, it may be two.
但是如今成了三个人,
but now it's three.
而第三个人呢, 主说, 就是他自己。
And the third person is the Lord himself.
弟兄姊妹, 在这处他特别, 要叫我们去注意一个什么问题呢?
What is it that we need to take note of?
我们回到上一句说话的时候,你就注意到那个同心的问题。
And you go back to the verse before, you know it's a matter of being of one mind.
神的儿女在神的面前要学习一个同心的功夫。
The children of God needs to learn the lesson of being of one mind.
为什么要学一个同心的功夫呢?
Why is it that we need to learn this lesson?
同心的功夫,但是说让神有作工的。
Because this lesson gives God the opportunity
for his working,
and also the outlet for his working.
如果我们在神,没有让神有个作工的出口,
if there's no way for God to do his work,
神就敬重我们那个主权, 神就不作,
and God will wait for us and will not act.
但是等到我们懂得在主面前打开了我们自己,
and when we know how we need to open ourselves up before the Lord,
我们尊重主的主权,
and we take note of the Lord's authority,
我们就不强调我们自己的主权,
and we do not exercise our own authority,
在这样的情况下,
under such situation,
我们的主自己就作工,
our Lord himself will
当主要作工的时候,
work. When the Lord works,
什么难处都要过去,
every problem will be resolved.
我们在神面前一个很大的难处就是说, 我们看不到主作工那件事。
So often our difficulty is that we do not see the Lord's working.
我们常常是看到我们作工。
So often we see our own work.
所以既然只是看到我们作工的话呢, 我们就会考虑我们作工带出来的结果是好还是坏。
So we look at our work and we just pay attention to the consequences as to whether it's good or bad.
但若果我们能够看到, 当我们同心在那处来向着主的时候, 作工那个不是我们。
But if you see that when we are of one mind, and together, the one who works is not us.
作工那个乃是主的自己。
But the one who works is the Lord himself.
顶住当我们领会到这件这样的意思的时候,
when we come to realize this,
你很容易就会想到, 在腓立比书里面所发生的一些事情,
then you know what happened in the book of Philippians.
我们读腓立比书的时候, 我们很清楚了解到, 腓立比的教会是曾经是一个非常在神面前同心的教会。
We know the church in Philippi would have been one that was in one mind.
因为圣灵在那处亲自去印证,你们从开始那天开始,曾经同心合意的兴旺福音。
How together have they started as being one mind in the gospel of God?
他们是一个同心合意的教会。
It was a church that is in fact of one mind.
所以带出神很大的祝福在那里。
And so it brought forth a great deal of blessing from God.
但是一个很叫我们感觉到很难接受的领会。
But we find that that's something that we find difficult to accept.
在保罗写腓立比书的时候, 腓立比教会失了这个同心 合意嘅见证。
And Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians. They have lost this one-mindedness and being of one.
他们失了同心合意的这个身体的学习。
And they have lost this oneness in the learning in the body.
是什么原因呢?
For what reason?
保罗当时写这封信就是特别提醒他们你们要挽回 要重新去恢复这个同心合意。
In fact, Paul writing this letter is exhorting them to in fact restore this oneness.
但是什么原因令到腓立比教会 失去了这个这样
For what reason?
宝贵的见证
For what reason have they lost such a precious testimony?
我们从腓立比书里面可以很清楚看到保罗说是因着两个姊妹。
From the book of Philippians, we know that it was because of two sisters.
那两个姊妹就在第四章里面就提到了。
Two sisters were mentioned in chapter 4.
这两个姊妹都是保罗的同工。
In fact, they were co-workers with Paul.
都是服侍主的人。
They were those who were serving the Lord.
但是他们两个就在教会里面发生了难处。
But in the church, these two had become a problem.
他们发生什么难处呢?
What was the problem?
圣灵没记录来。
Holy Spirit had not recorded it down.
但是圣灵在那处记录来的事就是说因着这两个人就造成腓立比教会 的失去了同心严重的这么多来讲就是说发生了一个分裂的那种的状态。
And because of them, it seems that the church in Philippi had lost their oneness.And to put it more severely, in fact, there is this division and split.
如果单纯从腓立比教会的那个经历上面去看呢?
And from the experience of the Philippians,
我们有理由相信是这两个姊妹在他们的属灵的服侍的恩赐的上面发生了摩擦。
And we can perhaps think that it's in the spiritual service of these sisters that they have had this conflict.And differences.
因为保罗在那处都说他们是我们的同工曾经是忠心服侍主的。
And Paul says that they are fellow yokemen.
但如今要叫腓立比的教会你的弟兄姊妹要好好地帮助这两个姊妹要叫他们不要再继续制造这类的难处。
And how the church in Philippi were asked to help these sisters.And no longer to continue in this difficulty or problem that they have.
究竟是什么难处呢?
What is this problem?
我们有理由相信
There is a reason for us to believe.
他们在服事上面发生了一些不愉快的事。
In the service, something unhappy had happened.
这些不愉快的事情可以有很多种情形。
It could be in many forms.
但如今我和弟兄姊妹提出来的呢是我的推测来的但是不一定是当时的事实但是原则上面总是不会脱离那种影响。
And what I say, perhaps is speculation, but we find that this will not come away from its influence.
我不知道那两个姊妹他们的属灵的恩赐是什么。
I don't know what the spiritual gifts were to these sisters.
他们或者是有个恩赐是相同的。
It may be that even they have the same gifts.
或者他们的恩赐是不相同的。
It may be different.
但是不管是相同也好不相同也好。
It doesn't matter whether their gifts were the same or not.
如果我们的心是向着主的话呢?
If our heart is towards the Lord,
都是要叫主的身体得到好处。
And it will indeed benefit the body of Christ.
但是如果说他们的心不是向着主,
But if their heart were not towards the Lord,
不是向着主就向边个呢
？If it's not towards the Lord,
咁就向自己咯。
It'll be towards themselves。
一向着自己嘅时候呢
？The moment that is true，
难处就发生了。
Difficulty will come。
嗱，我譬如举一个例子嚟讲。
And for example，
嗱，当然呢个系我嘅推测，唔一定系当时嘅情形。
This is my speculation. It's not exactly what。
但系我哋话系非常有可能系呢一类咁样嘅东西。
It could well have happened.With them.
不是为什么好地地两个同工的姊妹在那时会发生难处的
If not, why a problem should arise between these two sisters?
譬如说两个姊妹都是传福音的恩赐
Let's say that both of them have this gift of preaching the gospel.
大家同心传福音
Together, they started in one mind, preaching the gospel.
但是经过一段时间的时候呢
But after some time,
传福音 你总系带会有人被带到主嘅面前。
Of course, in preaching the gospel, others will be brought before the Lord.
用人嘅话嚟讲，就有啲成绩显出嚟。
And from man's words, there's some result.
成绩一显出嚟嘅时候，问题就出嚟啦。
When there's result, it seems that there'll be a problem.
或者弟兄姊妹又特别恭维下，哎呀，有下啲啊，你传福真系有本事。一开口人哋就信主。
Especially brothers and sisters, perhaps will praise you that oh you're so good with the gospel. The moment you do it, there are people turning to the Lord.
但系另一班系俾啊有亚爹带翻嚟信主嘅咧，佢哋又会讲相同嘅说话嚟向住有亚爹。
And perhaps there are some in the church who will say similar things.
听下嗰啲嘢就产生难处啦。
And you listen to this and that, then gradually the problems can come.
譬如我同新年两个
，For example, Sunny and I have come into such a situation. It comes to a point,
我就会谂啦。
I would think,
今年我带咗101个人信主。
This year I've led 101 people to the Lord.
几唔错
，Not too bad.
我所做嘅比新年做嘅。强好多。
And what I do is much better than what Sunny had done.
因为佢今年只系带到99个人信主。
Because he only managed 99.
呢个系我嘅想法。
This is my thinking.
但系忽喺新年嗰边咧。
But from Sunny's point,
佢亦有佢嘅想法喺嗰处嘅噃。
He has his own thinking.
今年主恩待我，我都带到99个人信主。
Today, this year, by God's grace, I've led 99. People to the Lord.
但我睇落去嗰99人嘅当中，继续追求爱主嘅咧，个成分好高。
I see for the 99 who had continued to pursue the Lord, and there are many.
同阿秦都基带嚟嗰班人咧，佢系多过我，但系嗰班人都好似唔系点继续追求嘅。
And he may have led more to the Lord, but his group have not really been pursuing the Lord.
就系咁就已经够噶啦。
Even this is
不需要继续再发展下去。
You don't need to go further.
你就看到个破口在那树。
You see the division there.
这个是不同恩赐的那个情况，你会留意。
You find that from different gifts, you can see this.
是同恩赐的情况的。但若不是不同恩赐的情况呢？
And this is having the same gifts, and this may happen.
这个问题就最简单了。
But if the gifts were different.
如果我是传福音，我就几时都强调话传福音是最重要的。
If I have the gift of preaching gospel, this is what I will be stressing.
其他所有的服事都可以放低，但传福音不可以放。
Any service you can, in fact, put down, but not preaching gospel.
这个是如今的基督教里面最流行的一种观念。
And this is the more, a common thought that is in the midst of Christians. And if Sunny's gift is to help brothers and sisters to grow,
他也可以强调他那个恩赐的功用。
He can also stress the function of his gift.
如果你带到人来到主的面前，如果那个人不成长的，
If you bring someone to the Lord and if he doesn't grow,
你找到一千个人回来都冇一个都好好地喺主面前长成嘅。
You can find a thousand and they believe and none of them are really growing.
所以长成嗰件嘢系重要，因为主你唔长成嘅主嘅教会就冇办法能够成全。
So to grow it's so important. Without that the church will not be built up.
所以新年就好强调到非要嗰个造就嘅以恩赐嚟发挥功用。
And so Sunny would stress the great need for the building up and upbuilding of one another.
弟兄姊妹，你睇到咁个情形一出嚟嘅时候，难处就嚟啦。
Find that when situations like this arise, there will be problem.
我哋嘅主俾我哋有唔同嘅恩赐。
The Lord gives to us different gifts.
佢俾我哋唔同嘅恩赐系叫我哋去配搭嘅，唔系叫我哋去相争嘅。
And for the different gifts, we are supposed to coordinate and not to fight against one another.
系叫我哋一同系为着主自己嘅事情嚟摆上我哋嗰一份嘅。
And together we are to, in fact, put up, offer our part up.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
虽然我啱先讲嗰番嘅说话都系我个人嘅推测。
And although what I've said, in fact, is my own speculation.
但从原则上去睇嘅时候，呢个系经常好多教会发生难处嘅。 那个原则性的原因。
And such principles you find that often are the difficulties in the churches.
当然我这样来去猜测呢是一件是小事来的。
Of course, my guesswork is only a small thing.
造成教会的难处的事情多得不得了。
And the difficulties in the church are so numerous.
但若果我们在神的面前那个学习是学习得够准确的。
But if our learning before the Lord is right,
就没有什么任何的可能发生的难处会造成我们的真正的难处。
Then no difficulties should become a real problem for us.
因为所有带着难处的一来到的时候我们大家就不是我看你你看我。
When there are problems, we are not just looking at one another,
而是我们一起回到主的面前去仰望主。
But together, we come to the Lord and look upon Him.
愿主亲自来那处来管理来带领。
For the Lord Himself to indeed lead and be in control.
难处就过去
了。Then the problems would pass.
弟兄姊妹那个同心合意就没受到破坏。
Then our one-mindedness and oneness would not be destroyed.
先一轮在基督学房的里面有一个姊妹。
And, Before there was a sister in the Academy of Christ.
她因为一些事情呢就从一个弟兄当中呢就发生了一些难处。
Because of something, she had a problem with another brother.
她们发难处发生到呢根本就不交通。
In fact, came to a point where they would not talk to one another.
但是那个弟兄呢就在一个地方。
And this brother was in another place.
那个姊妹又是成千多里外的另外一个地方。
Like this sister was over 1,000 miles away.
本来他们交通得非常好。
They were sharing very well.
但是那个难处发生了之后呢他们根本就不交通。
But after the problem, they would not talk to one another.
特别在那个姊妹那个情绪是特别到了一个地步。
Especially for the sisters, it was to a point.
只要提起到那个弟兄的时候，他就火滚。
The moment the brother was mentioned, she would, in fact, be hot in temper.
几乎讲到话，我根本就不承认他是弟兄。
To a point where she would, in fact, not acknowledge him as a brother.
当时我知道呢件咁嘅事情，因为佢哋两个都喺我嘅课程嘅下边。
And of course, I knew about this because they were under my lessons.
我就特别同佢同特就个难处发生喺个姊妹嗰处。
In fact, the problem had been with the sister.
我就同嗰个姊妹有一点点嘅劝勉。
And so I exhorted this sister.
起初嘅时候佢个反应非常非常嘅系咁容易。
And her reaction wasn't all that easy to start with.
佢话全世界得罪我嘅人，我都可以饶恕。
Is that the whole world could offend me, I can forgive.
就是这个弟兄我不能够饶恕。
But for this brother, I will not.
后来我就写了一节圣经去给他。
And in the end, I wrote a verse of scripture.
就是主讲及到那个赦免十两银子和赦免那个一万银子的那段说话的最后。
The parable of the Lord talk about how the bondman was forgiven of his debt, and then how this other bondman that owed 10 denarii.
我提醒嗰个姊妹嗰件事，我话主话，如果你有一文钱冇还清，你断不能从哪里出来。
And it says that if you have not cleared your debt, you will in no wise let out.
感谢主，主嘅话一到。这个姊妹又远了下来。
Thank the Lord, when the word of the Lord went, this sister, in fact, got tender.
但究竟由远到是不是真的到他需要到的位置，我到今天我都还未知道，因为我已经离开家这段时间我没有跟他联络。
To what extent has she, in fact, become a tender, I do not know, because I've been away ever since.
顶住会顶多时候，我哋活喺自己嘅感觉或者个情绪底下嘅时候咧，我哋从来冇想到我哋嘅唔同心系会堵塞住神喺地上作工嘅路。
So often we don't realize that when we are not in one mind, how it would stop God's working.
所以我哋嘅主同门徒讲嗰番嘅说话， 如果你不是嚴肅的 去了解呢，你覺得哦事情就應該這樣處理。但如果你真的知道那件事情嚴肅的話呢，你就曉得絕對不能夠輕忽了那個同心合意的維持。
And if you don't realize it, you may think, oh, this is the way to deal with matters, but if you know the seriousness of it, you see that in fact, this is something that you cannot miss in getting the work of God done.
但當然我特別在這處要提醒的，所謂的同心合意不是要叫你聽我的話。
And to have to be on one mind is not for you to listen to me.
又不是叫我去聽你的話。
Or for me to listen to you.
因為弟兄姊妹你很清楚看到那個同心合意那個能夠表達是因為第三個人來了嘛。
For you to be of one mind, it's because there's this third person there now.
所以一提及到同心合意的時候是同哪個的心同哪個的意呢？
And to be of one mind, who is it to be one mind with?
是同主的心是同主的意。
It is the mind and heart of the Lord.
當我們都能夠這樣連結了在主那處，
And we are being, in fact, joined up to the Lord.
那個同心合意那件事情就出來。
And this being of one mind will then come.
這個又是我們幾天交通裡面特別提到教會的建造裡面最基本的那兩件事。
And we have also shared the most fundamental aspect of building up the church.
一個就是讓主作主。
One is for the Lord to be the Lord.
另外一個就是肢體的配搭。
The other one is for the coordination of the members of the body.We thank and praise our God.
在这一方面呢，
In this respect,
我就交通到这个地方。
I will just share until this point.
我要转一个方向去同弟兄姊妹去看一个好的、明显的、真是满足主的心意的，又实在是叫我们当场就受到激励的。
I want us to say something that's very clear.And something that will truly encourage us and is pleasing to the Lord.
那個就轉到去腓利門書了。
And that, we come to, the book of Philemon.
腓利門書是我們一個另外一個非常非常明顯在主的面前很受激勵、很受吸引的一個交通。
And the book of Philemon, in fact, is one book that is, of great encouragement for us, something that...
這卷書不是長，很短，下了算是短，不是最短。
It's not a very lengthy book. It's,
但這卷書的信息實在很非常的寶貴。
But the message in it is, in fact, very precious.
特別在我們接觸到教會的生活的、教會的造就、教會的生活的這一方面的事情。
Especially when we talk about church living and also its upbuilding.
我们都知道腓利门书里面是保罗写信给腓利门。
We know this letter was written to this person, Philemon.
是为了一个弟兄叫做叫做弟兄姊妹记得了，我都不记得了。到现在还没看到。阿尼西姆是的。
And it's with regards to this person, Onesimus.
是为了阿尼西姆这个人就写了这封信给腓立比的聚会果树的一个长老。
And because of this person, Onesimus, this letter was written to this person who is an elder in the church in Philippi.
同埋腓立比的教会。
And also to the assembly in Philippi.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情呢，你说大是非常的大。
You can say this was indeed a very great issue.
你說不大呢，它又好像不是那麼大。
You say it's not that big, in fact it may be so.
我們曉得阿尼西姆本來是腓利門家裡頭的一個奴僕。
We know Onesimus was in fact a slave in the household of Philemon.
如果我們知道當日的羅馬帝國的時候那個社會的結構，
If we know of the structure of the Roman Empire.
他们社会的结构很显然是分成自由人和奴隶。
And it's very clearly they have this split between the freemen and slaves.
腓利门是自由人。
Philemon a free man.
佢係咪貴族咧？我唔知道。
Whether he was a noble, I don't know.
不過總之佢係一個自由人。
But he was a free man.
佢亦係相當富足嘅一個一個人。
And at the same time, one who was rich.
所以喺佢家裏邊咧，就有好多嘅奴僕。
So in his household, there were many slaves.
亞尼西姆係其中嘅一個。
And Onesimus was one of them.
咁亞尼西姆曾經喺腓利門嘅家裏邊。是做了一些不合宜的事。
And Philemon, Onesimus had done something that is not right in the household of Philemon.
大約他是偷偷摸摸的，就拿了腓利門家裏面一些財產。
And he had in fact taken something of the household of Philemon.
那麼就走了去羅馬。
And then ran off to Rome.
那如果是當時羅馬的法律上面來去看呢？
According to the Roman law,
亞尼西姆已經是犯了死罪了。
Onesimus, in fact, had committed a crime that is punishable by death.
如果人將亞尼西姆捉回來的話，他的結果就是被處死的。
And if Onesimus was caught, then he would be put to death.
但是很稀奇，神的救恩在羅馬臨到亞尼西姆。
But wonderfully, the salvation of God came to Onesimus in Rome.
咁保罗系将佢带到主嘅面前。
And Paul led him to Christ.
而佢又系实在系被主自己嘅恩典所吸引。
And he was in fact drawn by the grace of the Lord.
佢悔改归向主。
He repented and turned to the Lord.
跟住呢个咁样嘅原因。
And because of this,
保罗就特别写咗呢封信，就交俾亚尼西姆带翻去俾腓利门。
Paul especially then wrote this letter to Philemon for Onesimus.
带回去给腓利门做什么呢？
What was this letter for?
就是要求腓利门和腓立比的教会，哥罗西的教会，去接纳亚尼西姆。
And in fact, this letter was to ask Philemon and also the church in Colossae,to receive and accept Onesimus.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情在当日的罗马的社会上面来讲是一件很大的事。
In the days of the Roman Empire, this would have been a very big issue.
甚至可以讲在人的眼前是不可能发生的事。
And even in the sight of man, it would not have been possible.
因为亚尼西姆送回去到他主人那里，腓利門不處理他，其他的人都會來 出面來處理他。
And if Onesimus were to send back to the Philemon, even if Philemon do not in fact see to the matter, others will.
但感謝讚美我們的主。
But we thank and
praise the Lord. 他在保羅寫這封信的時候，就把在主裏面那份的感情，主所帶出的那個恩典，神的儿女在恩典里面所站的地位，很明显的来发表了出来。
And Paul, in writing a letter, in fact has portrayed the very grace and thought of the Lord and how this is being seen.
我特别提醒弟兄姊妹你去注意的。
Francis, I would have you note especially.
当你读这封书信的时候呢，你就很容易被那个书信那个标题来影响我们那个领会。
And it's very easy when you read this letter for the topic to in fact influence our understanding.
因为那次是这样说，保罗八腓利门书嘛。
It's Paul writing to Philemon.
换句说话来说，好像是保罗和腓利门两个人中间的私人的书信。
It seems that this is a private letter from one to the other.
但等于当你一读入去经圣这卷圣经的本文的时候，
If you read the actual letter itself,
你就发现这件事情不是那么简单。
You know that it's not that simple.
等于我刚才只是读第一节和最尾的一节。
I only read first verse and the last.
第一节就讲出了哪一个保罗写信去，但是是哪一班人是收信人呢？
And Paul wrote this, but who is it, the recipients?
不是单单腓利门一个人。
It wasn't just Philemon.
是腓利门和这是提名的，就是苏菲亚， 再加上喺嗰处嘅弟兄姊妹。
And I mention of the sister afar, and also Archippus and the fellow people in the assemblies.
然后个尾嗰句说话咧，就系话系主耶稣基督嘅恩典常与你哋同在。
And at the end, it talks about the grace of the Lord be with you.
当中嗰大段嘅说话咧，就系话呢个书信嘅嗰个内容咧，系造成佢哋常喺基督耶稣里边能够承受主嘅同在嘅嗰个原因。
And the whole letter, in fact, shows us of the reason how they could then remain, as it were, in the grace of the Lord.
等之后你留意，如果从嗰个社会嘅关系嚟讲咧，保罗写呢封信写俾腓利门一个人够。
And from a society point of view, for Paul to have written this letter to Philemon would have sufficed.
因为呢个系奴隶主，嗰个系奴隶。
Says that that is the master of the slave, and this is the slave.
但是保罗写呢封信嘅时候，唔系用呢个关系嘅关，唔系话去解决呢个关系去写。
And when Paul wrote this letter, it wasn't just to resolve this problem or relationship.
佢系为着要让呢腓利门同埋佢家里边嘅教会呢，去接纳个奥尼西姆系如同一个。
And it is for Philemon and also the church in his house to accept Onesimus as a brother.
咁你话阿尼西姆以前咁亏欠我咁多嘅时候，咁点办
？How what to do then when Onesimus had wronged him so greatly in the past？
呢个系另外一件事，一阵我哋要提到。
This is another thing that we will mention later.
但我哋先要注意嘅就系保罗写信俾呢一班人。
We have to take note that Paul having written to this group of people.
因为时间关系，我唔详细去同弟兄姊妹交通。不过我把一个要点点出来嘅时候，弟兄姊妹你稍微思想一下，你自己都能够领会。
Because of time, I will not share in detail, but I will just point it out, and you can understand that.
从腓利门书里边
，From the book of Philemon，
你几乎可以咁样话。是保罗去要求一个地方教会去接纳一个曾经在那处制造亏损的弟兄。
You can say, Paul had written this letter to this group of people there asking them to accept someone who had wronged them in the past.
所以这个问题呢就不是单单是腓利门和阿尼西姆的问题。
So this is not just an issue between Philemon and Onesimus.
是那处那处的教会的整个的问题。
In fact, it is a matter for the whole church.
我们不知道那个苏菲亚是哪一个。
We don't know who Afar is.
阿菲亚那个女子，那个姊妹的名
字。Afar?
有些人说这个会是腓利门的妹妹。
Someone says that it may be the sister of Philemon.
有人说这个可能是腓利门的太太。
Or perhaps his wife.
但是不管他是哪一个，总是那个家族里面的主人当中的一个。
It doesn't matter, but it seems that perhaps someone who has a high standing in this household.
同埋那是当地的服侍主的人同埋弟兄姊妹。
And there are also the fellow workers and also brothers and sisters in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，如今有一个人。
Here we have this person.
他对腓利门有个亏损的。
And,He has wrong Philemon.
对当时的那个的社会的制度来讲呢，这个人是一个死囚犯来的。
And as far as society is concerned at the time, he is someone who has the sentence of death.
在这样的人来到你中间的时候，你怎样看他？
And if such a person were to come into your midst, how should you take him?
你是照着一般的情形去处理他，还是如今他在主里面成了弟兄，你用一个弟兄的那个这样的事实去接待他。
Would you deal with him as you would, or would you now receive him as a brother as he is now?
当我们看到这件事的时候，你就发现这件事不简单。
When you look at this, in fact, it wasn't a simple matter.
因为腓利门或者说照着这处保罗讲到他呢，哦，在属灵的学习上面很高的。
And you can say that the lessons here,spiritually, it's very high.
他可以饶恕阿尼西姆。
he could forgive Onesimus.
他可以不追问亚尼西姆。
He need not chase after him.
但其他的人呢?
But what about the rest?
你腓利门可以这样饶恕他，但是其他的人未必跟着，是去饶恕的。Philemon
may in fact forgive Onesimus, but perhaps not the others.
只要是有一个人不肯饶恕亚尼西姆的生命的存留，就可以发生问题。And
if there's one who would not forgive, then the life of Onesimus would be at stake.
因为在当时罗马的法例，徒劳捉到的时候，任何一个人都可以去处死他。
Because by the law of the Romans, that whoever can get hold of Onesimus, they can bring the charge.
所以当亚尼西姆回到腓利门的这一班弟兄姊妹当中的时候，不单只是腓利门要饶恕他。
It's not only for Philemon to forgive Onesimus.
众弟兄姊妹都必须毫无保留地去接待他。
But all the other brothers and sisters also need to receive him without any reservation.
但你怎么接待一个这样的人呢?
But how can you receive such a person?
他现在说信主，但他是真信主还是假信主呢?
He has received the Lord, but is it true or not?
如果他只不过是应付下，回来的时候，他又做第二单案的时候，你怎么办呢?
And if he's just coming in pretense, and if he were to wrong again, then what?
很多的问题可以在那里发生。There
could be many questions coming about.
但感谢赞美我们的神。We
thank and praise our God.
保罗在那个地方里面是指出了这个是一个真实的弟兄。Paul
had pointed out very clearly that this indeed is a true brother.
这个真实的弟兄摆在众人面前的时候，
when this true brother is being placed before others,
众人是因着他过往的过失而继续是分隔他呢？ 还是忘记了他过往的过失，而作为一个弟兄的接过来呢？
And would these people, in fact, forget his past and receive him, or will they still note his past and not receive him?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常不容易的功课。This
is not an easy lesson.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。We
thank and praise our God.
当这封信去到 腓利门他们那边的时候，
when this letter arrived at the place of Philemon,
带出那个结果乃是亚尼西姆是得到接纳。
It brings about the acceptance of Onesimus.
这个是一边的事。
This is one side
of it. 但亚尼西姆的事情不是说到这里就解决。
But this problem of Onesimus would not have been resolved.
因为亚尼西姆的事情是由于他 个人犯了很严重的过错而产生的嘛。
And in fact, he had done a great wrong, and this is how these things have happened.
现在虽然成了弟兄，
although he may have become a brother,
但是他所造成的亏损仍旧在那里。
But the wrong that he had committed is still there.
那这个亏损要不要解决呢？
Should this in, that, in fact be a
sin? 当然腓利门是可以说我不追究了。
Of course, Philemon says that I will not chase after this.
对那件事情的本身是解决了。
The matter itself may have been solved.
但是对亚尼西姆这个人，他的亏损没解决到。
But as far as Onesimus is concerned, his loss has not been dealt with.
他依旧是一个亏欠腓利门的人。
He in fact have belied Philemon.
我们留意到罗马书里面提醒说， 千万不要亏欠人。
Do not owe anything to anyone.
那现在亚尼西姆这个亏欠要不要去处理呢？
And this debt that Onesimus had, should it be seen to?
如果要处理的话，亚尼西姆就必须要完全交还他从前从腓利门那处拿去的东西。
If so, then he had to pay back all that he had taken from Philemon.
但弟兄姊妹，你知道，我们不知道亚尼西姆那段的事情的经过。We
don't know exactly what happened and what he had
但我们可以肯定一件事。But
one thing we can be certain.
亚尼西姆拿着那块钱走去罗马呢，起初的时候或者是很风光。
and the money that perhaps he had taken would have done him well when he was in Rome to start with.
即係好似浪子嗰個故事裏頭嘅浪子一樣啫。
It's just like the story of the prodigal son.
到相當時間嘅時候，佢所揾到嘅嘢就全部花曬啦。
It seems that what that he had, how he in fact spent all.
以至到甚至落到一個地步走投無路咁啦。
In fact, come to a point where he had nowhere to go.
喺一就喺呢個咁嘅時候遇到保羅。
And you find that it's at this time he met with Paul.
結果就因為保羅嘅傳福音而得到佢。
And because of the preaching of the gospel by
Paul, 咁對佢個人嚟講喺嗰個時候咧
，safe. And at that time,
佢實在係一無所有嘅。
In fact, he had nothing.
雖然呢個係推測，但係會合理嘅。
Although this is only guesswork, but it is reasonable.
你叫佢翻到去腓利門嗰處，佢要賠償翻俾腓利門，點賠啊
？And for him to go back to Philemon and then to pay back what he had taken, how would he be able to do this?
攞乜嘢嚟賠啊
？What would he use to repay?
佢做翻奴隸咯。
Just to become a slave again.
做奴隸嗰個係你嘅本分嚟啊嘛！喺嗰個時候
，at the time you were a slave already.
你就算再做翻奴隸，都冇補償到嗰件事情噶嘛。
Even you go back to be a slave, you had not done anything to pay back.
咁你點辦
？What would you do？
我哋感謝我哋嘅主。
We thank our Lord.
保羅唔因為話，因為亞尼西姆成咗弟兄，因此。腓利門，你無條件嘅接受佢，唔好再加俾佢任何嘅難處。
It's not because that now it's a brother that you should receive him and do not add any more difficulty for him.
站喺腓利門嘅立場嚟講，腓利門應該係咁樣。
From Philemon's point
of view, 但腓利門係咁樣，唔等於亞尼西姆可以冇任何嘅屬靈嘅責任。
But even so, it doesn't mean that Onesimus has got no spiritual responsibility.
但亞尼西姆冇咁嘅條件去填補嗰個虧欠。
But Onesimus is in no position to, in fact, put right that.
咁點辦
？So what to do？
感謝主。
Thank the Lord.
保羅唔係僅僅叫腓利門去接受一件難接受嘅事。
Paul wasn't just asking Philemon to accept something difficult to do.
腓利門喺保羅向腓利門提到話
，And Paul said to Philemon,
亞尼西姆虧欠你嗰一切
，says all that Onesimus had owed thee.
你算喺我嘅帳上邊。
You can, in fact, I'll repay.
我早晚要為佢嚟還清俾你。
I will pay it all back to you.
弟兄姊妹，我實在感謝主。
I truly am thankful to the Lord.
呢個叫做弟兄。
This is a brother.
这个叫做教会生活里面的那个肢体的扶持。
This is, in fact, in the church life, the support of a member to another.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
不是说为了这个这样的教会生活的要求去做这件这样的事。
It is not just a requirement of life that we act on this.
更重要的那件事情是说是维持教会的那个合一。
What's more important is,In fact, to maintain the unity in the church.
不容許任何的生活上的難處也好或者工作上的難處也好在神的兒女的中間去製造一些的破口。
That whether difficulty in work or life, that none of this will become, as it were, a breach in the church.
我們感謝讚美我們的神。
To thank and praise our God.
因為在腓利門書裡面雖然是有這麼屌鼠的字句
Although there are only few verses in the book of Philemon.
我今晚亦都唔系好完整嘅同弟兄姊妹交通到腓利门书里边嘅嗰个丰富。
I'm not also completely sharing all the abundance that is in the book of Philemon.
但腓利门书，如果我哋就咁从表面读落去嘅话，我哋觉得有咩价值会留喺度圣经里边嘅一部分咧
？And if we read this letter, we will perhaps question.What's so good about, or what's the value of this being in the Bible?
如果你从字面上面去睇，好似冇乜属灵嘅价值同意义嘅。
And from just those words alone, there's no spiritual value.
发生咗点样处理佢就系。
And it seems that something had happened. It's just they're being told how to deal with it. We thank and praise our Lord.
喺咁短嘅书信嘅里边，把教会生活嘅咁个焦点同我哋交通咗出嚟。
And in such a short letter, the essence of church life is being pointed out to us.
这个咁样嘅教会嘅生活嘅焦点，一面系维持住教会喺嗰个合一嘅功课上面继续向前行。
This is a high point in church life, how it's to maintain, as it were, the unity in the church for it to be moving on.
另一方面呢，又让神嘅儿女喺弟兄嘅弟兄中间嘅彼此嘅接待嘅上边系有一个非常明显嘅学习。
And also shows very clearly the learning of a brother, in fact, accepting or receiving another.
我哋特别感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
To thank and praise our God.
当我哋睇到我哋喺生命里边去追求作王嘅时候
，When we see how in life pursue to be a king，
常常阻挡我哋喺呢条路上边继续向前行走得好嘅呢
？Often what really obstruct us in running this way，
好多好多嘅部分系人同人中间嘅事。
Many in fact it's just to do。With things to do with men, men and men.
弟兄姊妹，或者而家我比较少讲呢句说话，弟兄姊妹唔一定系听过，但系我估佢哋喺树聚会内啲嘅弟兄姊妹咧，会听过我从前常讲嘅一句说话。
Something that I've not said so often these days, but for brothers and sisters who have in fact met here for a long time would have heard me saying this before.
如果就住我哋个人嚟讲，我哋每一个人嚟到神嘅面前，我哋都觉得我哋系几好嘅。
And as far as we're concerned, each one of us, we think we are quite good before God.
你睇到呢个系好弟兄，你睇到嗰个系好姊妹。
You say, oh, this is a good brother, this is a good sister.
但系等到咧，一有机会大家常聚埋一起嘅时候咧
，But when there is the occasion for us to come together，
你开始发现问题啦。
Then you find there is problem.
呢个好弟兄咁多麻烦嘅。
This good brother is so troublesome.
原来嗰个姊妹咁多暗沉嘢嘅。
And this sister is always complaining.
原来呢里头嗰个好唔见咗啦。
And what you thought was good suddenly has disappeared.
你好似觉得，哎呀，嚟到弟兄姊妹嘅中间，总系或多或少叫我哋心灵上边孭啲咁多嘅重担。
And it seems that when you come on, brothers and sisters, more or less, you are having to carry a burden.
我话系咩一啲嘅重担，真系讲得好客气嘅。
In fact, I'm just being very polite to say that you are just carrying a burden.
弟兄姊妹，事实上边嚟讲，如果我哋喺生命嘅学习同操练上边唔系逐步逐步嘅上升
，And if in our learning in life, we are not just gradually going growing more and more.
我哋冇办法唔承认，我哋就系一个为教会制造难处嘅人。
Then we can't but say that we in fact are a problem to the church.
但我哋求主救我哋脱离呢种咁样嘅困扰。
May the Lord help us to come away from such a
problem. 我哋承认喺我哋中间冇一个人系话比别人强嘅。
We have to say and admit that we are not stronger than anyone else.
亦冇一个人系比别人弱嘅。
Or no one is weaker than another.
如果讲比别人强嘅话，我哋有乜办法能够越过基督嘅界线嚟觉得我比其他嘅人高一啲
？And even if we are stronger, how can we think by the standard of God of the Lord that we are better?
如果话我觉得我自己好软弱，好软弱，但系软弱极，我系有主住喺我里边嘅，因着呢件事情，我又唔会比众人低。
And no matter how weak I am, yet the Lord is in me, and because of that, I'm no worse than others.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
佢系把我哋带进一个身体嘅里边。
He leads us into one body.
叫我哋互相为肢体。
So that we are members one of another.
叫我哋成为神嘅儿女。
That we are the children of God.
彼此就喺嗰处嚟承担作肢体嘅嗰个实际。
Together we bear the reality of being members one of another.
我哋读腓利门书读到最拉尾嘅时候
，as we come to the end of the book of Philemon，
你就睇到基督嘅平安，基督嘅同在嘅恩常常同佢哋同在。
Find that the grace of the Lord is ever with them。
我哋感谢主
，we thank the Lord。
我哋巴不得主嘅恩系常同我哋同在。
We in fact would hope that the grace of the Lord will all ever be with us.
叫我哋唔单止系显出基督嘅生命嘅丰富。
Not only that the abundance of the life of Christ is seen.
而且叫我哋成为叫教会得到成全嘅嗰班嘅得胜者。
That we may indeed, as far as the church is concerned, be those who are being perfected.
唔单止系话。为咗话，咁我将来带冠冕你哋，无论带系你哋嘅事。
It's not the case that when the time comes, I will have my crown. You will be left out.
我哋所注意嘅唔系我哋嗰顶冠冕。
What we take note of is not our own crown.
我哋所注意嘅系主嘅心意喺我哋身上边成全。
But what we take note of is the heart and mind of the Lord being fulfilled in our midst.
但主恩待我哋。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我估我呢次出嚟同弟兄姊妹交通嘅嗰个负担都可以讲系脱尽。
I can say the burden for my coming to share with brothers and sisters have now been completed.
剩落嚟嘅系求主俾我哋有足够嘅恩典活出，我哋喺主面前所承受的。
What's left is that the Lord will give us sufficient grace to live out what we have heard. Let us pray.
主，我哋仍然要仰望圣灵喺我哋里边所作嘅启示。
Lord, we still have to look upon you for the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
叫我哋里边嘅眼睛系明亮到一个地步。
That the eyes of our heart may be enlightened to a point.
可以毫无保留嘅去领会你嘅话语向我哋所发出嘅光。
Without any reservation to take note of the light that is being shown to us in your word.
几时我哋喺你嘅光里边受照明
？Whenever we are being enlightened in your light.
我哋都承认我哋系有欠满咗欠缺嘅人。
Lord, we acknowledge how lacking we are.
我哋系满咗亏缺嘅人。
We in fact fall short.
但感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
Lord, we thank and praise our
Lord. 你恩典嘅丰富系常超越过我哋嘅所有同埋我哋嘅所事。
Your abundant grace, in fact, surpasses all that we are and all that we have.
因为喺救恩嘅里边，你系将你嘅所事同你嘅所作系赏赐咗俾我哋。
Because in your salvation, or who you are and what you have done, you have given to us.
因此，我哋仰望我哋嘅主，叫我哋有足够嘅恩典嚟活出你嘅所事。
So we look upon you, Lord, that you give to us sufficient grace to live out.
去享用你为我哋所作。
And to in fact enjoy all that you have done.
我哋感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为你冇留下一样好处唔俾寻求你嘅人。
You have not in fact withhold any good from those who seek after you.
但愿我哋嘅主加强我哋里边对你嘅寻找。
Lord, increase in fact our desire in pursuing after you.
又吸引我哋喺你面前更强烈嘅要求，学习作一个顺服权柄嘅人嚟活喺你自己嘅面光底下。
And help us to learn even more as to be one who is subject under your authority and to live before you.
主，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我哋再一次承认话，我哋嘅指望系在乎你。
We have to say again, our hope is in you.
但愿主常保守我哋喺你自己嘅心意里边向前行。
Lord, ever keep us in your will be walking on.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.